The water quality of Arkansas's creeks, rivers, and lakes is attracting attention and concern. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is asking the public, for the first time, to weigh in on just how the agency monitors the state's waters. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich invited former ADEQ senior ecologist Jesse Green to guide us through the process.
The Federal Clean Water Act requires agencies like the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality to assess the state's water quality every 2 years, providing a list of polluted waterways under Section 303D of the law. States declare certain waterways impaired based on individual surface and groundwater quality assessment methods and standards for designated uses, for example, drinking, agricultural, industrial, or recreational water uses. ADEQ also collects water data from various state agencies, including the Arkansas Department of Health, and operates 150 surface water monitoring stations sampling major rivers and lakes, sewage and industrial plant discharge zones, and agricultural waters. ADEQ also maintains around 250 groundwater monitoring stations, sampling aquifers and shallow wells. Once EPA approves a state's 303D impaired waterways list, it works with agencies to reduce pollutants. Jesse Green knows the drill very well. She was a senior ecologist in the Water Quality Planning Branch at ADEQ for more than 3 years.
That just means I was part of a team that was responsible for carrying out a lot of the requirements of the Clean Water Act, like developing water quality standards and assessing the waters within our state.
Green recently left her position at ADEQ to serve as executive director of a new nonprofit called White River Waterkeeper, a member group of the International Waterkeeper Alliance. She's headquartered in rural Newton County. Along with monitoring and protecting the White River Basin, Green says her personal mission is to educate the public to participate in state environmental regulatory decision-making.
And while we had a lot of entities, you know, groups, individuals, organizations that were active in commenting on things, oftentimes they were too narrow in scope or sometimes just missed the mark because there wasn't that background or fundamental understanding of how the regulatory process worked. And so there's really a lot of room for improvement, I think, as far as getting the public engaged in protecting our water quality in the state.
ADEQ maintains water quality monitoring standards for things like dissolved oxygen and water pH, acidity and alkalinity levels, she says. ADEQ also monitors for nutrients, a technical term used to describe things like crop fertilizers and animal manure. Here on the Ozarks, often spread on pastures to grow hay. But if applied in excess, those nutrients cause noxious algae blooms, choking streams and lakes of dissolved oxygen. And the state maintains a water quality standard for minerals.
Minerals in the context of water quality refer to your elemental ions such as calcium, magnesium, potassium. And the thresholds that we have set in Arkansas include specifically chlorides and sulfate, as well as total dissolved solids, which is a combination of all of those minerals, salts, even trace metals, anything that's dissolved within the water body. So that can even be organic matter. And our state is not utilizing the background ecoregion concentrations as a measure for what streams should be attaining for minerals anymore. And so those are kind of just out the window as it stands right now.
But the presence of excess minerals indicates a problem, Green says.
It's very common from industry, also from agricultural runoff. We have, you know, mineral additives into our fertilizers. It's very common in urban areas. You know, we salt the roads during wintertime. We also get a lot of runoff just from our impervious surfaces.
ADEQ's minerals threshold is too relaxed, Green says, resulting in EPA not approving any ADEQ 303 impaired water lists since 2008.
The threshold that is set, in our water quality standards, was at 10%. So that just says that from that threshold limit that whatever your criteria may be, that it can violate or exceed that standard a certain number of times. In our assessment methodology, it states that it can exceed 25% of the time. And this issue is because the state tried to remove the language, the 10% language, from our water quality standards, which is actually, promulgated into law. And EPA has to approve our water quality standards.
EPA, Green says, is presently allowing ADEQ time to justify the raised minerals threshold. But this summer, EPA under the new Trump administration suddenly approved ADEQ's latest impaired streams listing for the first time since 2008. After reviewing the agency's water quality standards, this cycle, ADEQ declared that 335 Arkansas waterways are dramatically improved, so have been dropped from the list. It made big news. White River Waterkeeper Director Jesse Green issued a public statement in response, saying the state's weak water monitoring assessment methods are to blame.
And this is concerning because at a time when our current political environment is proposing budget cuts to EPA, which could then be reflected in the funds that are appropriated to states for programs such as water quality monitoring, the last thing that we need to do is misrepresent the state of our water quality.
Green points as an example to Big Creek. It's a tributary to the Buffalo National River, which has defied impairment listing. The creek is adjacent to the state's largest industrial hog breeding facility, permitted by ADEQ to discharge more than 2 million gallons of liquid manure annually spread on nearby pastures. Independent sampling conducted by the National Park Service, as well as the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, indicate elevated levels of E. coli, a fecal bacteria, and low levels of dissolved oxygen in Big Creek. The Alliance submitted its findings to ADEQ per the agency's request for outside data on the swine factory farm. More than 20,000 individuals also wrote letters of concern to the agency that the nation's first declared national river might be at risk. Renewal of the swine farm's permit, which expired last year, is presently under ADEQ review. It's still operating. But ADEQ is also seeking guidance from the public on its water quality monitoring methods.
The state has voluntarily chosen to open up, the assessment methodology for public comment, input, and review, and has had the stakeholder work group, for the past year now. So anytime the public has ever commented on the assessment methodology in the past, it's been through the 303D list. And during that time, during the response to comments, people probably get pretty frustrated or have in the past because the responses back are things like, thank you for your comments, we might consider that, or this just doesn't apply. We're not discussing the assessment methodology. But now, probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity the public will have to submit their input on how the state is assessing our waters, and the state will respond. And so not only is that extremely important, it is also really remarkable that we are going to have this record. We are going to have transparency in the decision-making process and answers to why, which we pretty much haven't had that before.
Public comment on the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality's 2018 Assessment Methodology Review is open through November 13th. A PDF of the current methodology can be found on ADEQ's Water Division Planning website. Jesse Green has also posted her comments for the public to consider on whiteriverwaterkeeper.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Links to the ADEQ's 2018 Assessment Methodology Review, as well as White River Waterkeeper, can be found at ozarksatlarge.com. The deadline to comment is November 13th at 4:30 that afternoon.